Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number one of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free, including the newest feature of freetalklive.com, that is the wiki. That's W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's where you go. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of neat stuff on there. And as our, I think one of our listeners put it, it's a vault of knowledge.
Vault of knowledge.
You can add to it. You can remove from it. And anybody else can, too. It's pretty neat. The wiki at freetalklive.com. All right. So you should know also, by the way, that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Now, Manwich, I don't even know what you've got coming up tonight. You mentioned
I've got
things,
all kinds of stuff.
Kind of interesting.
I'm pretty mad at the administration today.
Okay. We're definitely going to talk about the administration. Coming up tonight, Newsweek is reporting that the executive branch is talking about possibly how they think they have the authority to order people killed. Order people in America killed.
People in America killed?
Yeah. Suspected terrorists. We'll give you the details on that. Yeah. Plus, right now, though, let's get into New London, because we told you, actually a couple days ago, we just sort of mentioned New London and the Kelo case, and I just happened to mention that nothing's been happening over there. We haven't heard anything new from the good folks over in New London, the Kelo 6. Well, here's the latest news. According to the mayor of New London, where a fight over government seizing property led to a controversial U.S. Supreme Court ruling, the mayor is proposing a compromise for a group of homeowners. Under a plan presented to the city council on Monday night, four people whose homes were seized for a private development would be allowed to stay. Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
They're going to let four of the homeowners stay.
In the homes that they own.
Well, no, they don't own them anymore.
Oh.
The city would own their properties, and the residents would have to pay the city to live there. Two other homeowners were excluded from the mayor's plan. One doesn't live in the home, and the other moved in after the court battle began.
Mm.
The Supreme Court, as you know, ruled last year in June, 5-4, that, well, government can take your property for whatever reason it wants to, especially if it's a private interest. If there's a private interest, somebody wants your property to build a new shopping mall on instead of your home, they get to take it because, well, people that are connected like that, they have advantages that
That's
we
have. That's how it is. You know, this is brand new. This in America, this is really brand new. The government
eminent
has
domain.
In this particular incarnation, yes.
Well, they've been doing it for a while.
They've been doing it.
It's gone to court.
They've been doing it in the incarnation of saying, "Well, your house is a blight to the community." If,
yeah.
For instance, you know, your house has just fallen to pieces, and you
well,
don't,
sometimes
and
they just say that it's a blight.
They do.
Yeah.
And I believe that that's the problem. But most people would say, well, yeah, I really do hate it when somebody lets a house go to pieces in the neighborhood and withdraw. And people can kind of get it.
Okay.
But this is ridiculous. This is the first time that the United States government, the Supreme Court, allowed the taking of property just to give it to somebody else who might give the government more revenue or might give revenue to the right people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just it's rewarding your friends, punishing your enemies.
That's
all
right.
At the expense of the taxpayer.
Exactly. And in this case, one of the property owners who sued over the Fort Trumbull seizures, Miss Suzette Kelo, said the mayor's proposal shows that the houses and the private development can coexist, but she and another plaintiff, Michael Cristofaro, said they're not interested in paying rent for the homes that they owned. The ongoing battle of the last 8 years has not been to allow us to live in our homes and pay rent to the city of New London until we die, which is essentially what the city's talking about. They want to collect rent from the homeowners from here on out, or at least until they decide to leave. And they already have the titles, apparently, or whatever they're called, deeds,
mm-hmm.
to the houses. The city has those now. So, technically,
how'd they get them?
They have them. They're the city.
They just said, these are ours.
Yeah, these are ours. They rewrote them and did whatever it is, you know, whatever legal mumbo-jumbo they needed to do,
mm-hmm.
to make it happen. And so the individuals have been living there just sort of on borrowed time, if you will. They've just continued to live there. They haven't paid anything in regards to rent to the city,
mm-hmm.
and they're just waiting to see what happens next. Well, now the city's saying they want to compromise. Oh, you can stay in your homes, but you're going to have to pay us. Wait a minute. I paid this house off, and you haven't even given me anything. And remember we talked about that back, the back payments that they wanted? The city came to these people in the mid-1990s and offered them a pittance for their house.
Right.
And these people said, no, these are our homes. We spent a lot of money on them.
Yeah, we want to live here.
We saved for a long time to be able to pay for these homes.
Yeah.
We don't want to just throw it all away for one-third of the house's value. So they said no.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Right. Well, then...
You'd laugh at anybody else who made you the offer that
was,
you know, a third or a half of the value of the home.
Yeah. And so after a few years, after it had gone through, you know, a few of the courts, then the city says, well, our offer still stands. You can still take our offer, which... was the same offer as what they made them in the mid-1990s. So here it is in the aughts, the 2000s, and they're being offered the same pittance, which is even more of a pittance now after inflation has set in and the home values have risen. And
you know, I bought a home in 2000, I believe, was the first year that I... might have been 1999. Mm-hmm. Was the first year that I bought a house. Before that, I had never owned one.
Right.
I couldn't tell you what it was houses were worth in my neighborhood in 2000, or, you know, in 5 years before 2000, but I can tell you that the home that I bought in 2002 has more than doubled.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So it's just
2001.
Slap in the face to these people. And so then, you know, after they'd gone through these court battles, finally the Supreme Court rules in the favor of the government, and so the city of New London told these people, well, let's see, since the court ruled in our favor, that means you've been living in our property since whenever the first decision was made, right? Whenever the first decision was made, I don't remember when that was, late 90s, early 2000s, in the favor of the government, they figured, well, we've owned these houses since the year 2000. I'm just making up a year.
Right.
We've owned these houses for the last 5 years. That means you owe us in back rent. So... well, let's see, since you owe us this amount in back rent, and we were originally offering you X, well, let's give you the difference, which means you owe us. So now, instead of offering them money to get them out of their houses, they're saying you owe us money. And to add insult to injury, now they're saying, okay, you can stay, but you can keep paying us, you can just pay us rent. And thank goodness they're saying no to this. I don't know where this is going to go from here, but it's getting ugly.
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, at this point, we're really in a problem, because now the city, legally, it's legal, they right. believe that they own the homes.
Yep.
And there's essentially squatters on the property.
Basically, yeah.
And to their mind, I'm only saying that that's what the city thinks. And then the homeowners...
legally, there are squatters. Right?
Legally, there's... not exactly squatters, but really close.
Even
to,
though they're the original homeowners.
And
they had their property stolen from them.
The original homeowners
decision.
Are of the opinion, this is my house, and it doesn't matter whether I've got a piece of paper that was stolen from me or not.
You're damn right
they
should be that, of that opinion.
And, you know, whatever they're willing to do, whether they're saying they're going to have to drag me out kicking and screaming, they're going to have to... They'll get me out of here when they pry my gun out of my cold dead fingers.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I don't know what these people are thinking, but there's a real problem here.
Yeah. How long is it going to be? I mean, after they refuse.
And this is the problem. This is one of the unintended consequences of the force of government. Because all these politicians wanted to do, all they wanted to do was help everybody. To their mind, you know, they were thinking, I just want to help everybody. All these extra taxes that Pfizer's going to pay. It's going to be helpful to everybody.
You think so?
We're going to be able to build parks. That's what they were telling their wives at home.
Maybe.
You know, their spouses. That's what they're telling their kids. So
or
they
maybe they
sleep at night.
Or maybe they thought they were helping themselves because they were going to line their pockets with a little bonus on
I
the side.
I think that people could lie to themselves
Pfizer.
Pretty effectively.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. What do you think about this? Is the city of New London going to try to evict the squatters from these properties? What's the next step here going to be? 800-259-9231. I don't think it's going to be good, whatever it is. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's a toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. 9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, and you can get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. Updates.freetalklive.com. So the latest news is terrible out of New London. They're offering them a deal, which means that they get to either take the deal, or probably get evicted.
It's a deal with the devil, I'm afraid.
Yeah. The deal is that you can stay in the house that you once owned, but you have to start paying rent for it.
Sure.
And how long they're going to have to accept this deal, I don't know. I just got this information today. I have not actually heard yet from the homeowners. Usually they'll release something and send it to us. So this didn't come from them. This was just something I came across. So we'll keep you up to date on the New London situation as it develops. And, of course, one of our listeners is there, Lauren. She's actually in the midst of it. She's actually renting one of the places. So I'm sure she'll keep us up to date with what's going on as well.
You can go see Lauren at the Shrine of Female Listeners.
You can at freetalklive.com. We need to go to the phones because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Richard in Australia. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich.
G'day, guys. How are you?
G'day, sir. What's up?
Hey, Richard.
Managed to sort of thing about not getting too many suggestions on the private police force, so it sort of went round in my head, and I thought a potential solution. What you could have is that when someone wanted to join the police force, a condition of joining is that they have to take out a $100,000 interest-free loan, which is actually paid for them in their pay. But the thing is, if they are fired, they forfeit getting that money back. If they resign, they get the money back with no interest. And if they finish their contracted term, they actually get the money back with interest. So using the dollars to make it self-regulating, and also using that same dollar approach with the actual company, the community could pay the company 1 year in arrears, so that if their performance has been unsatisfactory, they don't get paid for that year, or they're penalised according to how their performance has been judged, which also, too, if they have shareholders, the shareholders are going to keep the pressure on to make sure that the company performs as the community wants. Otherwise, they're going to have their dividends affected.
Wow. You really have been thinking about that. That's some good stuff.
It's kind of like bonding. I mean, to some extent, it's like bonding.
Right. I mean, the more we can increase their level of responsibility for their job, their level of accountability, the better off we're all going to be. And I think ideas like that are just fantastic. And if we had more of a market-based police force, then people with real original ideas like that would be able to implement them. You know, if you thought that the way that you could do policing was best, you'd be free to start up your own, you know, police force, essentially, and prove it. In this particular case, though, the way we have it, it's just kind of always been the way it is, and nobody can get in and really shake things up. You can't go and get a job with the cops, rise through the ranks, and then radically change the way that business works.
No, you can't.
Because the only way you can get up through the ranks is by being a good little, a good little employee and doing exactly what the bureaucrats want you to do.
How far are you going to make it in the police force today by saying, you know, I think this arresting marijuana smokers is just a bad idea?
Yeah.
You're not going to get far.
It also means, too, that you could have the $100,000 as a minimum. So if people actually wanted to work for the force for free, but be exposed to, say, a $300,000 loan, knowing what the rewards would be at the end for being honest, they would also have that option. It would also mean, too, that if you rolled over your contract, say if you had a 5-year contract because you were interested in becoming a superintendent, then your loan may roll over to, say, $500,000, $1 million, and that could actually be used as a ready measure of how your honesty is perceived.
And I like the idea of having, you know, shareholders for the police. You know, another level of accountability. Because right now, they don't have it. They don't have accountability.
They don't have much accountability, and unfortunately, they don't have the respect of everybody either.
Richard, brilliant call, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Nothing else other than the concerns, the few things you brought up about the pit bulls being banned, the non-smoking. I keep looking back here and I'm thinking, well, we've already got that sort of stuff. It doesn't work. Just a quick comment on the pit bulls. They banned them up in Queensland, and same thing is over there. All the humane societies and that have arced up about it, but they've got the problems with determining what makes a full pit bull, how to police it, and just the usual tripe.
It's just turned into a mess.
Just a mess.
Richard,
that's all, guys.
Thanks for the call, as always, sir. We appreciate it. From across the pond. Actually, I guess that's farther than across the pond, right?
That's a little bigger than a pond.
It's like across the world. So, Richard, brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thinking about it, and that's what we got to do. We got to think about it.
Well, right. You see, I mean, we can come up with ideas, but we're not really that smart. We're just talk show hosts. But, you know, when we turn these concepts over the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
then all sorts of revolutionary, neat, thoughtful ideas, some of them might not be that great, but we'll never know. We'll never know how well that idea that Richard was presenting will work unless we somehow allow the police, law enforcement, allow protection services to become more marketized, to become more responsive to...
Much more marketized,
to become more responsive to the individuals that they're supposed to be serving and protecting. And I like to... You used to call it, what, peace officers? Peace officers that were actually responsible to the individuals that were in the community that they were assigned to protect, as opposed to law enforcement officers who are there to enforce the law on everybody within their jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, except the people that they don't want to enforce it on.
Well, except the rich and the privileged and all those,
Or the people that have paid them whatever amount, or, right. You know, people that they're in the pocket to, you know, all kinds of things.
The people that have the pass, the mm-hmm. get-out-of-jail-free card. If you will. So, in today's policing situation, everybody's a suspect.
They really are.
Yeah, it's turned into a, if you're innocent, you have to prove it kind of world in America, mm-hmm. and that's not the way it's supposed to be.
You know, I'd venture to say that the vast majority of people that are listening right now probably have in their cabinet, medicine cabinet at home, expired prescriptions.
Yes.
And, you know, if they feel like it, the cops can put you in jail for those expired prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
I actually was reading something today about how, I guess at the borders, the cops are starting to harass old people with prescription medications. Like, for instance, people are coming back into the country. They're going to Canada,
mm-hmm.
getting the subsidized prescription medications that are up there.
Sure.
Bringing them back
God
here.
God knows they wouldn't want them to save a few bucks.
Right. And they're getting in trouble for it. I don't know if actually any arrests have been happening, but they're definitely confiscating it. Where do you think all those confiscated drugs go, anyway?
I wonder.
You think they just throw them out? Put them in an incinerator? I mean, come on!
Yeah. Ridiculous.
You're a customs agent, and you come across 1,000 Oxycontin pills,
mm-hmm.
right? These things are worth 20, 40 bucks a pop on the black market. You're not telling me you're really just going to take those and dump them in the incinerator, are you? Certainly. I mean, you would know people. I mean, if you're in that business, you'd know people that were interested in getting their hands on that stuff, and you just pick it up for yourself. And
how hard would it be to find somebody? I mean, even I could find that.
Yeah.
And I know nothing about these kind of things.
Probably one of your coworkers will tell you where to go.
Because
a lot of federal, a lot of government employees are drug users, just like anybody else. There's drug users all over the place. Government, private industry, kids, old people. 800-259-9231. Coming up, speaking of drugs, we've got an update from the Cubby case. Steve Cubby update on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carfanic Minute. Anyone who's ever parked their car on an incline knows getting parked is just half the job. Getting out of park can be just as challenging. Do you know the trick? When I come back, I'll tell you. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Here's how to avoid Heartbreak Hill, ensure your car stays put while it's parked on an incline, and avoid the frustration of a shift lever that just won't budge when you're ready to go. Simply apply the parking brake, then put an automatic transmission in park, or a manual transmission in reverse gear. This puts the weight of the car right where it belongs, on your brakes. And remember, turn your wheels toward downhill curbs and away from uphill curbs. These tips can save you frustration and protect favorite property, your car. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. What kind of a country do you live in when the president can order somebody killed in his own country? We'll find out. That's on the way tonight on Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them totally free. freetalklive.com. So, as you know, Manwich, we have been following the Steve Cubby case throughout the past several months on this show. And especially, well, more so recently, because he was, he's a medical marijuana patient,
right,
in California, where it's legal, by the way.
Yeah, that and there and 10 other states.
Yes, and it has been legal, it has been reapproved, I think, by the voters in California at least once. So it's like double legal in California.
Just in case anyone wondered.
Yeah.
Legal still.
And he had to run to Canada. He left to Canada to hope to avoid extra prosecution here in the United States. Mm-hmm. Canada, after 3 or 4 years, booted him out unceremoniously. He came back to the U.S., was arrested immediately upon return. Now he's in jail. And obviously, they're not going to let him access the medical marijuana that he needs.
No, not smoking pot in jail.
Because he has adrenal cancer. And this cancer, studies have shown, especially with Steve himself, that the marijuana that he smokes actually helps stop the spread of this cancer. It actually stops the cancer from spreading, and it may even help beat it back a bit,
you know,
as well.
And if you're wondering to yourself, if you're thinking, that can't be true, well, you know what? A doctor said it.
Yeah.
And
a
you
few
don't have to,
a few doctors have said that.
A few doctors did, and you don't have to believe it.
And you know what? More doctors would be able to say something like that if we were just able to even research this stuff in this country. The statistics, not the statistics, but the info about how this affects adrenal cancer comes from Spain. They're doing the tests in Spain. They can't do them here.
Right.
And at least not legitimately. They can't do it in the on the up and up. So here's the latest on the Steve Cubby case from his wife, Michelle. 10 years ago, my husband and I decided we wanted to legitimize the only medicine that he knew of that gave relief for his disease, which is marijuana. We thought that it was a simple request. I mean, the authorities always said, if you don't like the law, change it. We've heard that before on this show.
Yeah.
Well, they did change the law.
They did change the law.
Along with the help of a majority of Californians. Little did we understand the full weight of the opposition that we would encounter. The retribution and anger of those who have a vested interest in keeping the war against those who use marijuana going has been breathtaking, to say the least. And we've seen it from the outside, man, which we've seen the way marijuana smokers, especially medical ones, are treated by the authorities in the states where they have passed medical marijuana laws.
Yeah.
Or in the case of Denver, Colorado, where they passed just a regular possession law where you can't really get in trouble for just possessing marijuana there anymore. The state doesn't want to have anything to do with it. They just ignore it.
The local cops don't want to have anything to do with
right.
it.
Right. They ignore it. They pretend like the law doesn't exist.
Yeah. So, you know, that whole working within the government thing, you know, to get what you want? Bunch of hooey.
It's garbage.
It is garbage.
The government does not want to get rid of the power that it has attained.
Yes.
And the power that it has attained through the war on drugs has been phenomenal. Over the past several decades, it has led to the biggest infringements on our civil liberties up until the war on terrorism. It has led to the destruction of the Fourth Amendment, your right to privacy. Now the war on terrorism has taken it even further. But the war on drugs was like the precursor to the war on terrorism. Now we've got a new boogeyman to go after in this country. We're going after both of them. In fact, we're tying them both in together. If you're a drug user, you support terrorism.
Absolutely.
You know, just garbage like that.
Driving around in your SUV.
Continuing with Michelle Cubby. She says, you see, this really is a war against people. This so-called war against drugs is actually a war against the people of the earth. Governments around the world are literally waging an international civil war against their own people in order to keep us from using God-given plants to improve our lives and health. But governments must deny that this is a war against their own people, for to admit that they are warring against their own people would mean that they're tyrants. And what is tyranny? Well, the definition of tyranny is terrorism against your own people. Fascism is fear of your own government. We medical marijuana patients find ourselves taking the brunt of this tyrannical abuse with no relief. We're actually political casualties of war. But for governments to admit that we're political is to ennoble our cause and create an opportunity for change. For governments, this is not an option. There's too much vested interest in keeping this tyranny, this war on drugs, going on. After all, prisons and correctional officer unions, U.S. grants, the loss of judicial business in the area of medical marijuana is a loss of big dollars. And don't forget about the DEA.
Those guys need paychecks.
What would they do with themselves? They'd have to go out and get real jobs and actually provide a real service and a real product to individuals on a voluntary basis.
Instead of putting hardworking people in jail.
As polite society, we accept this civil war on drugs and bow down to the will of the government, rather than be targeted, marginalized, and called criminals. Steve Cubby, her husband, has never been afraid of being targeted. Steve is suffering the consequences of this governmental policy. Because he's at their mercy in jail, he's decided not to fight, but rather to give in to the path of least resistance placed before him. He's decided to allow Placer County to experiment on him with Marinol and Lisinopril.
I'm not sure about that one.
I can understand his decision. He's helpless in their care. He's also sick, and he's tired of seeing our family suffer because of his marijuana use. Since he uses such copious amounts of cannabis, our family's virtually a prisoner in our home. We cannot travel due to the illegality, social stigma.
Yesterday, my friends told me to smoke some pot, and I did.
I don't know where that... Okay. How appropriate. Steve is suffering the consequences of the governmental policy. He's helpless in their care. We can't travel due to the illegality, social stigma, and stink of cannabis. Worst of all, we're threatened with our children being removed from us. Frankly, we're beyond frustration. Steve's only wish is to live with us in peace. But so long as he has to produce and use so much marijuana, our family's at constant risk. Because remember, one of the charges they brought him up on was growing it. Because he's using it all the time.
Right, and he's growing more than they feel like you should grow in California.
I thought he was growing the doctor's prescribed amount. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
But we're only saying like five plants and indoor grown and the whole deal.
Well, there are, according to my friend from California, there's two different levels. You can grow for personal use, and you can also be a grower,
okay.
And you can grow for others as well. And perhaps he was doing that. Anyway, the government believes that marijuana people aren't supposed to exist, reproduce, or pretend to be anything but losers, criminals, and the dregs of society. At some point, you bend to this pressure. Now that Steve is under Placer's control, they're doing what we predicted they would do. They're experimenting on Steve to prove that marijuana is a hoax and a fraud. They're more than willing to put the delicate balance his body's achieved after 30 years into serious jeopardy just to prove that people received no benefit from cannabis. But that's not going to prove anything. I mean, even if they do manage to show that, hey, this guy's still alive, it's been 3 weeks and he's still alive after taking Marinol, even if they do manage to show that, that doesn't show that people don't receive benefit from cannabis.
No.
There's all kinds of different people with different diseases. Everything from multiple sclerosis to AIDS and cancer patients to adrenal cancer and who knows what else. you know, people with depression, people on marijuana maintenance, as they call it, people who have had trouble with addiction in the past that, you know, instead of taking hard drugs, they just smoke a little pot every day and they're all right.
Well, you're arguing the point as to whether or not it should be medical or not. And the fact is, doctors say it should be. Who are the, you know, and the voters in these states say it should be legal. The government should step out.
It really should. We'll come back with the rest of Steve's story coming up, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can visit the listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com, and you'll see over 800 of our listeners have taken the time to plot themselves on our map. It's simple. You just add your location, type in your name, plug in a photo if you'd like, even a phrase to go along with your entry, and then you'll be added to the map of listeners. And you can scroll around and see who else around the world is listening to Free Talk Live. It's neat, and it's free, of course, at map.freetalklive.com. Again, map.freetalklive.com. So bringing you the latest on the Steve Cubby case, because nobody else is. I mean, how many other radio shows and TV shows are doing consistent coverage of this man's case?
Not enough.
I wish I could say that it was all over,
yeah,
but it's not. Because apparently nobody cares about people who are sick in this country, at least the ones that are using marijuana. Apparently that just means that you can just disqualify them from people even caring about you. Because you must be just trying to scam people.
Oh, you want to smoke marijuana? What, you expect me to believe that you're sick? Adrenal cancer? What's that?
Well, you think he's lying to you? Really? Do you think that a pot smoker would actually come out and be a public personality and start talking about these things, about how he has adrenal cancer and how he uses marijuana to keep it under control? Why would somebody who just smoked pot go through something like that? If you were just a pot smoker, you'd lay low and you'd smoke your pot, like millions of pot smokers.
I don't know if that in and of itself proves it. But I mean, certainly most pot smokers do, in fact, do that. But, you know, there would be a certain percentage of them that would try whatever system it took to get it legalized, you know. I mean, it would be a certain percent of a percentage point.
Yeah, but to get doctors on your side and to go through that
now,
whole process?
That's really the point. You know, there's doctors out there saying that.
Right.
And the voters of 11 out of our 50 states, 20-something percent of our states, 24% of our states have said no. You know, we're not gonna put people in jail anymore. We're not gonna fine people. We're not gonna break up families anymore over people that are using this drug medically.
Well, here's the latest. Continuing, he's in jail now. So in order to stay alive, he's just letting them give him medicine. In this case, it's Marinol is one of them, which is the pharmaceutical substitute for marijuana, but it's only THC. It doesn't have any of the other chemicals that marijuana has in it. So it's not the same Anyway, continuing here from his wife, Michelle. Steve has been on Marinol for a week and Lisinopril for 4 days. Yes, this combination has brought down his blood pressure, but we don't know the long-term effects. Before Steve was a politician, he was a scientist and took the scientific process seriously. In the 10 years that I've lived with him, he's always been extremely cautious with his body and approached any new therapy from a scientific point of view. Any new food or supplement he tried, he collected evidence and waited to see what the long-term effects would be on his health before he ever made a ringing endorsement. Now, he's being thrown into an experiment, not of his choice, and he's gleefully extolling the benefits of Marinol before adequately seeing what the long-term effects are. This isn't normal for him, but he is himself after being thrown into such a... Is he himself after being thrown into such a stressful situation? We don't know if Marinol will control the growth of his tumors, but we do know from studies by Dr. Guzman of Spain that cannabis will definitely control the growth of his tumors. Of course, Steve is under tremendous physical stress. He's been taken off of his medicine of choice, as well as denied the special diet that he needs to help keep his body in balance. Jail does funny things to the mind as well. To be caged like an animal, especially so unjustly, eats away at the soul. But Steve is willing to put his health and life in jeopardy just to keep his family safe. What a choice to force on a human. It's a blatant abuse of human rights. My family's in an impossible predicament. It seems that in order to have a normal life, we must abandon the only medicine that Steve has used for 30 years, or risk 30 years. He's been using this medicine to control his cancer.
Jeez.
Or risk continual harassment from the governments of the earth. We're only one family against a huge beast that cannot admit that it's wrong about a plant, because to do so would be to lose credibility and control. It's been 7 years of hard fighting for this family. We tried to make change by passing a law, defending it in court, and running for office. We're beaten up and $35,000 in debt from fighting this battle. We had a life in Canada, but now we must start over, and I have no idea where we're going to feel safe. At what point do you decide enough is enough? I'm afraid Steve is at that point. He's decided that giving in to the government and pharmaceuticals is the path of least resistance. I just hope that he survives this experiment. But if he does, what kind of a person will he be when he's released from jail? Whenever that is. Will his spirit or his mind survive this treatment? I don't know. Honestly, this whole experience has been worse for me and the kids. We don't know. He's got two children.
Yeah.
60 years old. We don't know where we'll go or what we'll do. The only hope that gets me through this unbelievable nightmare is that change is inevitable. The cat is out of the bag about the healing benefits of cannabis. It's helped Steve for 25 years. I trust that the future will be different, and we as humans will be able to freely choose the foods, plants, and physical activities that we need to be in the best health we can achieve. For if we don't feel good, then we can't do good. She goes on to say, thank you for your support. My family couldn't survive without you. Our gratitude knows no bounds. I hope our situation educates and enlightens, causing this world to become a more tolerant place for our children in the future. And as more comes out on the Cubby case, we will keep you up to date. If you want to keep up to date with them, you can go directly to their website at cubby.com. That's K-U-B-B-Y.com. K-U-B-B-Y.com, too. I know they have an email list there you can get signed up. Such a sad situation.
It really is.
It's terrible that we're doing this to somebody who's never harmed anyone in his life. He just wanted to help himself. Just wanted to help himself feel better. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with us? It is so disturbing to me, man. Which 800-259-9231, War Free Talk Live, coming up. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Man, bring up anything. Whatever's on your mind goes, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We need your votes. We are at the number 3 slot, Manwich, last time I looked on the podcast charts. But we could still get up to number 1 if you vote at vote.freetalklive.com. Have some of your friends do it as well. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address. And us being up there on the top of the charts means more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty every single day. So it makes a huge difference, and it's so easy. Vote.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Unruly Adam in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
So I want marijuana to stay illegal now.
You want it to stay illegal?
Yep.
What do you mean?
I don't want it to become legal anymore. I give up.
But you give up?
You're just going to give up?
Well, if you can't beat them, join them. And investing in some seeds, and I'm going to start growing it and selling it myself.
So you think that you'll benefit from it being in on the black market?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, after I get my grow up going, if it became legal, I'm going to be screwed. And I don't think it's going to become illegal.
That's not necessarily true.
I don't think you'll be screwed. You just
no. If you know what you're doing, then it just means that competition might get a little bit more intense. Your profit margins are going to go down a bit. But I mean, if it goes legal, you can expand to volume. I mean, whereas if right now, I mean, if you're going to set up a grow op, it's probably going to be in the back room of your house, and you're only going to be able to fit so many plants in there. But if it becomes legal, then you'd be able to open up an entire warehouse full of plants and grow there and just make up the extra money on volume.
You know, and another thing you have to look at is it's like microbreweries. There's certainly places where microbreweries have a big effect. You know, and there's smaller breweries in Pennsylvania, in Texas. I think it's called Lone Star Beer.
Okay.
It's such a big deal in Texas. And they're competing against the big boys. There wouldn't be any big boys as soon as, you know, things became illegal. So the opportunity to, you know, chew up the market shares right there.
I think it'd be a wonderful position to be in, is to be an experienced grower when marijuana goes legal, because there's going to be people looking to buy massive amounts of product that aren't looking to, you know, for instance, if somebody wanted to go open up a distribution point, they would probably not want to get into the growing side of the business. So you might have a variety of different clients, would want to buy from you.
No, I don't think so. I think the price is going to go way, way down, because anybody's going to be able to grow it right in their home or in their backyard.
Well, yeah, that's true, and people can brew their own alcohol as well.
Well, that's a big pain in the butt, though. Growing a couple weeds is pretty dang easy.
Well, growing weeds is easy. I mean, it is weed. You can throw the seeds out in your backyard, and they'll start growing. But if you want to tend to them, if you want to make sure they grow in the right manner, then it does take some effort.
And I'd like to be clear, in my backyard, there's a ruby red grapefruit tree. In my neighbor's backyard are several orange trees. In my refrigerator are some tangerines I bought at the store.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's all about convenience, man, and it's more convenient to buy it from somebody else than it is to go and grow it.
I just don't want to take care of that citrus fruit out there.
Plus, so many potheads are so lazy, they don't want anything to do with actually taking the time to grow the plants. So there's always going to be a market for people with that sort of service. Unruly Adam, best of luck with your illegal growing. Yes?
Why do you think marijuana is illegal? Biggest reason.
Oh, boy, that's a great question. We'll answer it when we come back. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, that's a big question.
It is a big question.
Why is marijuana illegal? Let's talk about it. And what do you think? Why is marijuana still illegal? Why did it become illegal in the first place? And why does it persist on being illegal, especially after all these innocent people have been thrown in the clink over it? Hour 2 is coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're